Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Tim's referring to the psychosphere. Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's the word I use. Rupert Sheldrake uses morphic fields in which morphic resonance takes place. And the morphic fields he's talking about are quite consistent with my views of the psychosphere. The morphic fields, for me, is a subset of what's in the psychosphere that once, let's say, a plant or an animal learns a particular capacity, then it becomes easier for animals or plants in that same group to learn that capacity as well. So nature has a memory, is what he's saying. And it does. And perhaps you've gotten into the Akashic Record, which is a memory of human, usually human, but I don't think it's just human, experiences on this planet. And Rupert Sheldrake is getting in that direction with the morphic fields. These are ways of talking about it, and I hope to be able to reach the UFO idea because I'm working up towards that, but I need to have this lattice work of a background and a basis of weird stuff happening right here on Earth. For example, you're hearing a guy who is talking with trees. Well, what's weirder, UFOs or talking with trees? Well, to Gene, the UFOs are not as weird as me talking to trees, I would guess. I think it's weird. It can be weird. What's your level of weirdness? UFOs, there's something to it. There's something to being able to communicate with trees. And Finhorn certainly illustrates that. And other researchers have illustrated that same idea. So why can't it be something that we consider?
Well, I think anybody who's a gardener knows very well that the plants communicate with you. And you know, those who claim that they don't haven't been listening.
Haven't been listening. Very good. They haven't been listening. Right on.
But that brings us, though, to the point about meaningful coincidences is, are they meaningful if you're not listening?
You're implying already, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a noise if nobody's right there? And I'm saying that if you got a machine that picks up the sound, well, I think that makes a sound. Does a coincidence happen and nobody notices it? Well, it depends on who the noticing person is. There's a coincidence that is evident to every person on this planet. And most of us don't think of it as a coincidence. But I do, and that is that the sun and the moon are 93 million miles apart. But from where we stand, and that's the crucial part of it, from where we stand, they look to be exactly the same size. What a coincidence, or is that really a coincidence? And we begin to wonder, how did that happen, especially since the moon probably broke off as a piece of the Earth or several pieces of the Earth maybe 4 billion years ago, and it has been gradually moving from the surface of the Earth where it started into its current position. And humanity hasn't been around with consciousness for very long. So while we are conscious, at the time that humanity is conscious, the moon and the sun appear to be the same size. Wait. Why are we seeing that? What is it? Does it tell us anything? Well, as you can tell, I'm very interested in seeing the meaning of some coincidences. And the meaning for me of that coincidence of sun and moon is that we should pay attention to coincidences on this planet.
Gene and I had a mutual friend who passed away last year by the name of Timothy Green Beckley, and Tim was fascinated by this subject and often talked about the many coincidences and serendipity and synchronicities that happened in his life. He often wanted to collect them and write a book about them, but he was always frustrated because he could never come up with a rhyme or reason that he could use to, you know, have like a main thesis for his books. And I had often told him, I said, well, you know, you're kind of looking at them wrong. You're trying to take all of them and turn them into one big explanation when you probably should be looking at each one and when it happened and that sort of thing.
Excellent. Yes. When you look at explanations, a lot of people do just what you say, Tim. It's like, what? This thing, one thing caused a coincidence. And the two favorite ones are probability or randomness, as Gene was talking about earlier, or mentioned earlier. Randomness. It's all random. There's a zillion things happening all the time. Some of it's got to be weird, and that's the answer for that. On the other end is God. God, and coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. You heard that. So it's God doing it on the one end, and it's randomness on the other hand. They both can't be right. The trouble with both of those explanations is that they suggest that you, Gene, that you, Tim, have nothing to do with making the coincidence happen. It's either random, just happens. It's either God, and it's already fated because God just decided it and you had nothing to do with it. My point as a psychiatrist is to try to be able to suggest that each of us has some responsibility for creating coincidences. The way that Gene did the comic books, for example. You have to be doing something. The dog that trots about finds the bone. You have to be doing something. And there's a range of ways in which we are responsible. I'm not saying it's always just personal responsibility. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that randomness is part of it. But just as I have to deal with people, I'm a psychiatrist, work in psychotherapy, I have to deal with people who have problems, and the Freudian view is it's all your mother usually. My mother did influence me, but that's not the only influence I had on making who I am personality-wise. And the way people talk about randomness is it does it all. It has a contribution, just like my mother has a contribution. And mystery is part of the fun of this. We're trying to figure out how this thing works. What's going on around here? And I'm suggesting the psychosphere is a way of understanding a lot of these weird things. And in between are many parapsychological phenomena, psychokinesis, clairvoyance, telepathy. These are all ways in which other things that science doesn't pay attention to yet, but we know have some influence on creating meaningful coincidences. So the range I am suggesting of explanation is random. There's always a probability of something happening that's weird, hard to figure out often. There's often a mystery, not always, but often. And then there's the guy in between. Each of us has something to do, has made some contribution, and there's a range of potential contributions that each person makes to making a coincidence happen. And as you're implying, and as what I've found out, is a lot of people don't like just one answer. They only want one answer. They want to have just one answer. I'll say it again. They just only want one answer, one solution. And no, ladies and gentlemen, the world doesn't work that way. There are multiple vectors, multiple influences on the things we experience, including meaningful coincidences.
People are always looking, though, for that easy way out. Things have to be black or white. There's no gray in between, and are frustrated by, you know, like you said, that, you know, there's never just one answer.
Yes, and people don't like that gray. And one of the things that I mention in my book is the usefulness, the uses of meaningful coincidences, not just describing them, but the usefulness of them. And one of the usefulnesses is that they exercise the mind. The mind needs exercise just as the body does. If you just leave it alone, it's going to like deteriorate like the body. So the mind needs exercise. And meaningful coincidences that don't have just one answer for yourself, you're not thinking. Meaningful coincidences increase curiosity. They stimulate curiosity.
Let's simulate this, folks. Bernard, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the podcast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, you're basically saying, Bernard, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Well, a body is a terrible thing to not do anything with, too. Same idea. I think we need to exercise our minds, and one of the ways to do that is with the curiosity that comes into our consciousness, hopefully, and the curiosity about how this thing works, and not only about how it works. There are two meanings to the meaning in meaningful coincidences, two different definitions. One meaning is what we're talking about here is an explanation. And we talked about the meaning, like, what does this mean, that explanation? But also, what does it mean to me? That's why I was asking about what it meant. I meant to Gene about his father dying on his birthday, and I told you what it meant to me, because coincidences bring meaning to the universe. They make us start thinking about what else is going on around here. And Chris Bates, who did the 73 LSD experiences, finds meaning all over the place. And what do we mean by meaning? Well, we don't know what we mean by meaning quite. But we can find meaning and we can see it in experiences of meaningful coincidences. The meaningful coincidences is a coincidence that has meaning. On the other side of that are people who see coincidence and say, oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, that's a mere coincidence. It's really nothing we need to pay attention to. On the other hand, other people say that's an amazing coincidence or a meaningful coincidence. And on that side of it, there's something to explore about what it means to you and what it means about the way the world works.
Is there anything one can do to control any of this, or does it just happen?
It doesn't just happen. I'm trying to be able to say that it doesn't just happen. It isn't just random. Random is it just does happen, or God is just it does happen. I'm trying to say that it doesn't just happen. The first thing that it takes is what I'm trying to be able to say to you, is that you have to believe that they exist and are useful, that coincidences may be important. If you don't believe that, then I'm not talking to the right people. If you think there might be something to believe might be true here, then you're more likely to see them. People have observed other people's coincidences where the person experiences it doesn't see it as anything meaningful, but the observer sees it as something meaningful. The first thing is to be able to believe they might be there. The kind of work that you guys do is about belief. And you know very well these days, it's not just seeing is believing. It's believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. And the first step in helping a coincidence happen in your life is believing that they happen. And the next step is to believe that they might be useful or interesting to you. Without that belief and interest, you're not going to see them until something, and it happens too, someone smashes you in the face with a coincidence. One happens to you that's really surprising, like suddenly you quit a job and you get a job. That's what, wow, I mean, that's cool. But to me, to some people, that's just happened. It doesn't mean anything except that's really cool and I'm really glad about it. To other people, it's like, I wonder why this happened. I wonder what the variables are. And I wonder if there's something I might do to be able to increase the likelihood of these. The second question is, you can increase the likelihood by thinking that they might be there. You have to also be able to compare patterns, something in your mind with something outside your mind. You have to be alert to them during periods of time of high emotion, life stressors, and need, because then they're more likely to happen. Imagining things and moving about, imagining what you want, what you'd like to see, and moving where there might be some bones to feed you is another part of it, to keep moving around. But there are mysteries here, and sometimes they get dropped in on us, and those are the fun ones to try to figure out.
Well, certainly something that you could not have anticipated is really strange. Now, I couldn't have anticipated my dad would die on my birthday after having a lengthy conversation with him on the phone the night before. It's nothing I wished for. There are times I wish and hope for things like getting the job on the day my unemployment ran out. That really was lucky, I think, because if what I wanted to happen happened, I'd have had a job 6 months earlier.
Okay.
It's a question there is maybe I didn't believe it enough. But if I was able to follow through with my beliefs and something happened to fulfill that belief, as I said, it would have happened months earlier. It was really, really agonizing to have to wait that long and be placed in a position where I don't know which way is up. I'm desperate. Maybe the desperation did it.
The desperation helps it make happen. And looking around is what you also did.
So the key here is, if you want really positive things, it's the power of positive thinking and doing.
Let me say it helps. It's not, I can't give you a single answer to any of this. I just can't do it. But the idea that you have a belief that there may be a way out of this circumstance allows you to be able to see the way out rather than not see it. I'll give you an example of that from a researcher who did research on luck. And what is luck? Luck is when opportunity meets preparation, ready for it. But you got to be looking around first. You have to have some kind of intelligence to notice it. And the study he did took place in a coffee shop in England. And the idea was to get some people who thought they were lucky and other people who thought they weren't lucky. And they put some 20-pound note on the floor of the coffee shop and also had a businessman sitting by himself somewhere near that money. The people who thought they were lucky saw the money, picked it up, and somehow found their way to the businessman to find a little possibility of having some job or some money coming in some other way. The people who thought they weren't lucky didn't see the money and didn't go over to the businessman. The idea that you are positively thinking that this is a dire situation, but you begin to say that there is a way out of here. I'm going to keep looking for it. Sometimes there isn't. I mean, I know there isn't. But sometimes there is a place, a pathway out, a pathway that is hidden. It's like the Aborigines in Australia. They know that they can find water out there in the outback where it's so dry. And they know the little signs that tell them, here is some water. They know where to go, look and how to look. You have to practice being able to find the way out in the context in which you're operating.
We have a question from one of our listeners on the forum. This is from Kana Karras, and he says, he's just started reading this excellent book, and my question to the author is, are there meaningful coincidences always for the good of those involved? Is there a darker negative side to it?
Thank you. Just keep reading.
Okay, we'll have the answer to that comment in our next segment with Jean Bernard. And Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russia said on Saturday its troops had abandoned the key bastion of Lyman in occupied eastern Ukraine, a stinging defeat that prompted a close ally of President Vladimir Putin to call for the possible use of low-grade nuclear weapons. The announcement came just a day after Putin proclaimed the annexation of four Ukrainian regions at a ceremony that was condemned by Kiev and the West as an illegitimate farce. Jeff Stankard, a resident of Naples, Florida, showed CNN his apartment and what's left of his belongings after it was flooded with more than 3 feet of water in about 30 minutes. Outside the apartment, his furniture, including his dining room set, vanity, drawers, and even his great-grandmother's rocking chair, were piled up. More penguins have died from avian flu at the colony at Cape Town's Boulders Beach, a popular tourist attraction and an important breeding site in South Africa, raising concerns for the species and for other seabirds. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, a positive comment from one of our forum members. Bernard, what's your response?
The question is, are always coincidences always positive? And the answer is no. There's few things that are rarely positive. As you get further into the book, you'll see a chapter that addresses coincidences that may not be so wonderful. And it gets complicated. I mean, sometimes a coincidence is wonderful at first and then turns out to be awful later. And sometimes it's bad at first and turns out to be great later. I may have said that reverse them. And sometimes it's bad for one person and good for another person. I can give you some examples of those. One of my favorites is this friend of mine was at a conference in London and struck up a romance with a young woman, and the two of them hung around for that first day of the conference. They had dinner together the night before. They were together during the presentations, and it was great. But toward the end of that day, things started looking a little not so good for them. They're both getting a little tired. But the next day, they show up at the conference again, and they're both wearing the same colors, all black except for a little white. So he says, "Boy, this means that there's something going on with us." And she says, "No, it's a funeral." She was not interested. So there was a coincidence, good for one, or thought he was good for one, and not good for the other person. But one of the most, memorable one of these for me was involving Elizabeth Targ, who is a physician and a researcher who did work with distant healing, with prayer and distant healing. Did this in the 90s with AIDS patients. And there was a control group and an active treatment group. The active treatment group seemed to get better, did get better by the standards they were using than the control group that did not receive the prayer. She was able to get a grant from federal government to then do another study on distant healing and other methods. for healing glioblastoma. Glioblastoma is a very active, very virulent form of brain cancer. It metastasizes quickly. And as they were beginning the study, Elizabeth Targ was diagnosed with a glioblastoma. It's hard to find the good in that coincidence, that here she was studying something that she got, and then all her ideas about how to help people did not help her. And it's a sad one, but it illustrates that not all coincidences are wonderful.
Maybe she opened the wrong door in her research, but then it could be one of those things. Sometimes that happens too, where the thing that you dread the most or something totally out of left field hits you. And you wonder, gee, if we've got all this power with our universe, why does this thing happen?
Are you suggesting, and I thought I heard that in what you said there, Gene, was that maybe thinking about glioblastoma increased the likelihood of her getting about it?
I certainly don't know. I'm just wondering here how unfortunate that was, that researching something that's not a nice thing to happen to people, and that person gets that disease.
I think you were onto something with what I thought you were implying. I thought maybe she knew she was going to get the disease before it became obvious to the physicians who examined her.
Therefore, she, knowing this, began to do her research.
Yeah, without knowing that she knew it. Yeah, that's my guess. I don't know for sure.
That raises the topic here that goes back to the death of my father. Do you think we know? I don't mean if you're really sick. And they tell you have a few days left, and then you know. In a situation like this, where there is no overt indication of imminent death, that you know before this happens that the life is going to end.
Gene, you just gave us an example with your father. He talked with you for 5 or 10 minutes longer than he ever did. He maybe, like Elizabeth Targ, knew something about what was going to happen to him.
That's what I thought. I just wonder here if that's a common scenario.
It is, and there are stories of people going to their physicians saying, "I've got a cancer here," and they do some of the studies. They say, "No, you don't. Look further." They look further, and the person's got the disease that the person thought she had.
Well, then I would wonder then, if you have the power to know you have a disease, do you have the power to deal with it and get rid of that disease?
There are lots of stories that quote spontaneous healing, and Andrew Weil wrote about that a long time ago. There seem to be ways of healing oneself that are not standard traditional medical ways of dealing with them. And there's plenty of stories of people getting better in some kind of strange way. A lot of it has to do with diet and exercise and how you think about yourself and relationships. And those are basics that I would agree with. But then other things like energy healing and certain herbs, they haven't been studied in a scientific way, but some people intuitively know what the best thing for somebody else to do is. That there's a lot more for us to know about the human body functioning. But this, as we're ending this, I really want to emphasize the need for the global human body, the collective human organism, is harming itself right now by destroying its habitat. And so if we can apply some of the thinking we're talking about here about to the collective human organism, we're all the better. So I very much appreciate your questions, so because they may generalize to the collective human organism.
And by the way, we expect to have Bernard with us for the After the Paracast podcast, because there are so many things we want to ask him. And as you see, we're just really just barely getting started, I think, in focusing on any of this stuff. Now, the other question I have here in terms of a universal consciousness. Do you have the power to affect somebody else's experiences? Not, you know, in a physical way where you shoot them, they're dead, or you take away something, or you give them a present, or you say hello and make them feel better. I mean, you have the power to affect other people in ways without directly communicating what you want to do.
I mentioned Elizabeth Targ's initial research with AIDS patients where they did prayer and the people didn't know that they were being prayed for. It was that's part of the blind. So they didn't know that there were other people trying to influence them. You know about voodoo things. Well, Dean Radin, who I imagine you've had on your show, has researched voodoo. But he didn't want people to die or get some major illness. He wanted to make them feel better. So they got dolls that were made in the likeness of the person they were trying to influence. And I forget whether the person knew this or not. And then they did some kind of energy influence on that person, and they didn't see anything. But they were measuring galvanic skin responses, and they saw major changes in galvanic skin responses in people who were having this energy sent at them, which suggested, yes, the body does respond, but maybe not in the way we thought it might. So we do have the ability to influence others. I'm pretty convinced that that there are toxic relationships people have with each other, that they're in the same space, and that's not quite the same thing. But one person can influence the health of the other person in both negative and positive ways. These are things that we still need to keep exploring.
Well, without mentioning a certain person in Russia, I bet there are people around the world who profoundly wish they can influence his health negatively. And I don't want to say anything nasty about any person, but you get the picture.
The picture is there, and unfortunately, the people I'm talking to are psychics in that, and they're trying to like heal him. Well, there's an old saying in psychotherapy: how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer to that one is one, but the light bulb has to want to change.
We're going to continue with Bernard and Jean and Tim. You never know what's going to happen next unless we foresee it. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3333.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
What can we foresee? Well, we can foresee that Bernard Beitman will be back with After the Paracast. He's author of Meaningful Coincidences, How and Why Synchronicity and Serendipity Happen. And it's not just a dense book for professionals. It's a book that everybody could sit down and read and learn a lot of things about our world. Like, for example, there are no coincidences. Why are there no coincidences?
I did a Psychology Today post on that very subject. When people say there are no coincidences, it means that they are referring to the definition of coincidence, which is usually two elements, two different actions, two different events that do not appear to be related to each other, coming together in a surprising and unexplained way. Well, once you have an explanation for a coincidence, it's not a coincidence anymore. You have an explanation. And coincidences have been ways in which humanity has explored our reality. So when you find an explanation, for example, if Tim and I are wandering through a jungle someplace many millennia ago, and we're looking for some game, some animal that we can, like, eat after we destroy the animal, kill the animal, but we don't know quite what we're looking for, and we see one of us and the other one sees a mark on a tree. It's kind of strange. And then we walk a little bit further, and we see a particular animal. And then we notice a couple of different times that mark on the tree then is also correlated with later seeing that same kind of animal. So a coincidence of a mark in a tree and seeing the animal begin to be a causal thing. The animal probably was rubbing its head or something against the tree and made this mark. So what was once just a coincidence became explained. The animal was doing it. So it was no longer a coincidence when you saw the mark. When people have singular explanations for coincidence. There's no coincidence. If it's God, there's no coincidence. God did it. That's the explanation. So there's no coincidence. If it's random, is what you believe, oh, it's all random. There's a zillion things that happen all the time. It's just random. So it's random causes the coincidence, or God causes the coincidence. Therefore, there are no coincidences. My view is, yeah, as I mentioned, random has something to do with this. Mystery has something to do with this. But we have something to do with it. And also clues to how reality works, both for individual human beings and their connections with the planet and with each other, as well as how reality outside of us works. Like, how are the moon and the sun happen to be right where they are, they look like the same size when we're able to notice it? These are questions we can try to ask. Science is not about rigid beliefs, although that's what we have with science now, the materialistic science that is getting some slam, and some people are paying attention to it, but there's still a very rigid way of thinking about the way reality works in the current scientific materialistic way of thinking. But outside of that, there may be something else, and the coincidences help us see what that something else might be.
Before we let you go, how about some more insights into the human GPS?
A human GPS, and a better name might be inner GPS. That is, we all have the capacity to get where we need to be without knowing how we get there. That's finding jobs, and that's finding people. That's all kinds of things. But for me, the beginning of that and the seed of the book you guys are looking at was my dog, Snapper. I mentioned him earlier, but I came home one day when I was 8 or 9. He wasn't in the front yard where he usually is. I asked my mother, who was standing in the front door, and I said, "Hey, Ma, where's Snapper?" And she said, "I don't know. Why don't you go to the police station and ask them?" To this day, I don't know why she said that. So I got back on my bike and went back to the elementary school and got to the big road, which I knew the police station was on the other side. This was in Shaker Heights, Ohio, outside of Cleveland. And I figured out how to go across the road and parked my bike on the sidewalk in front of the police station, climbed up some stairs and then a little walkway and some more stairs. And then there was this big door. And then I got the door open. And somehow I got in, and there was this big desk. And sitting behind the big desk was a big man. And I said, "Have you seen my dog?" And he said, "Sorry, son, no." I went down the stairs, got back down on my bike, but I was like crying a lot. I was desperate for my dog. He was my best friend. We'd go out in the forest and near our house, and he'd hunt for turtles that were out in the woods. And I'd hear him, and he'd have a turtle, and I'd bring the turtle home and put the turtle in the backyard, and the turtles got away underneath the fence. But that was part of the fun that he and I had, walking around in the forest doing stuff. So I really needed him. He was my best friend. He listened to me. So as I was biking on the big road, not going across it, but just going on the big road, I started seeing a dog coming towards me, and that dog was walking the way Snapper walked. I said, "Could that be Snapper?" And the closer he got, the more I could see that it was Snapper. So he jumped up on my leg, and he had, talking about dog communication, he was happy to see me, I could tell. He was happy to see me, but it was also a part of him that said, "What took you so long?" So we went home. Now, he took 4 different turns to get to the spot where I ran into him. I just took 1. And, oh, well, 2. I had to get across the big road. So he did 4, I did 2, and we run into each other. And that's human GPS, and that's why I call it inner GPS, because he and I were linked, and we wanted to be together. And that link got us together. We were both lost, and when you're lost, which is very similar to having your life being disrupted, like not having a job, for example, when you're lost, you're more likely to be open to weird stuff happening like meaningful coincidences.
Hey, Bernard, tell our listeners if they want to know more of what you do. Where can they check you out?
Thank you. My book is Meaningful Coincidences, How and Why Serendipity and Synchronicity and Serendipity Happen. You can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and any place you buy books online. But please go to your local bookstore. I much prefer that to be a purchase if you're going to do that. You can look at my website, which is coincider.com, C-O-N-I-C-I-D-E-R, coincidence-like. Coincider is someone who experiences coincidence. Coincider.com is my website. I have a Psychology Today blog, and I have a podcast, each of which is called Connecting with Coincidence. So you can get to my podcast and my Psychology Today blog by putting Connecting with Coincidence in your web browser, or you can just put in Bernard Beitman and you'll come up with a lot of stuff. Beitman.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Check the Paracast out on Facebook. Check out our branded merchandise at theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. For that matter, we also have the premium package, the Paracast Plus, where Bernard will be back with a few questions I want to ask him back to the UFO universe coming up on that. To subscribe to the Paracast Plus, where you get this show free of the network ads, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus, P-L-U-S. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. You got to check it out, theparacast.plus. Bernard Beitman, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. A pleasure talking to both of you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.